USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles III addresses the UK for the first time since inheriting the throne following Queen Elizabeth II's death on Thursday. The king gives the queen one more message.
Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Hurricane Kay is now a tropical storm, but it's still expected to dump heavy rain on Southern California and as far east as Arizona. Forecasters say the storm is also packing wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, which could down trees and power lines. President Biden spent part of his Friday attending the groundbreaking ceremony for a future Intel microchip factory in Ohio. President Biden explaining why he believes Intel is building on a legacy in Ohio.
You know, it's fitting to break ground for America's future here in Ohio. Think about it. There's kind of a tradition here. The Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, John Glenn, they defined America's spirit, a spirit of daring and innovation.
America's view of businesses and industry is now at its lowest point since the Great Recession. A Gallup poll showing its average positive rating sits at 36%, only 2 points above its record low in 2008. The poll asked people to rate roughly 25 sectors that drive the economy. Burger King wants your business, and they're spending over $400 million in restaurant renovations and advertising to earn it. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As buses of illegal immigrants continue to leave Texas and head to sanctuary cities across the nation, a Republican congressman is giving the thumbs up.
Republican Congressman Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax fully supports Governor Greg Abbott's plan of busing illegal immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities. Representative Babin says Democrat leaders need to tell the president to secure our border now.
Instead of, bad-mouthing our governor down here, they need to get on the telephone and call their president and say, hey, Mr. President, start doing your job.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The governor of Texas is sending state troopers back to Uvalde. It comes as there was another shooting this week linked to a street gang feud. It happened near the memorial that has been set up to honor the 19 students and two teachers who were murdered in May. However, the increased police presence comes as the state police force continues to be criticized for the delayed reaction to the school shooting. The Boy Scouts of America is set to exit bankruptcy. That's after a judge agreed to a nearly $2.5 billion restructuring plan this week. It means the abuse claims can be settled as well. More than 80,000 men say they suffered abuse. The agreement ends a bankruptcy process that started more than 2.5 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.